Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're tuned into Like Muhammad, a program where we pause from the noise of our days to sit with the most beautiful example. Here, we do not just praise, we share stories, we uncover moments, we walk through the lives of those who tried and sometimes succeeded to be like the chosen one. So let's begin this journey together. Let's open our hearts to what it truly means to live like him. Today, our program has a different feel because today we are not speaking of the Prophet alone. We are speaking of someone who lived the Prophet's commands so completely, so perfectly that he became the mirror of Muhammad. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family. As we are approaching the days of Eid al-Qadir, the day when the Prophet at a place called Qadirakum raised the arm of a man and said to the nation, "Whoever I am his master, this Ali is his master." That day was about guidance. It was about saying, if you want to know how to be like me, look at him. And so today we ask a different question. We have spoken before about Prophet's ethics of war, his insistence that even in the heat of battle, mercy must have a place. But the question is, was anyone able to live those commands, or did they just remain words, beautiful but unreachable? The answer of history is clear. One man definitely lived them, and his name was Ali ibn Abi Talib. Now let me tell you something about Imam Ali alayhi salam. From childhood, Imam Ali was in the Prophet's lap. He himself said, "You are aware of my position with the Messenger of God. In my childhood, he would place me in his lap, hold me to his chest, and seat me beside him in his bed. He never heard a lie from me, and he never saw a mistake in my actions." Think about that. The Prophet raised Ali with his own hands, and when the time came for the first declaration of Islam, when Prophet gathered his relatives and asked thrice, "Who will support me?" It was Ali, still a young boy, who stood up every single time. And the Prophet said, "Ali is my successor and my khalif among you. Listen to his words and obey him." That was the beginning. Now let me take you to a scene that will break your heart and open your eyes at the same time. It's about how Ali lived. Because to be like Muhammad means to live like Muhammad. Not just to fight like him, but also to eat like him, to dress like him, to be content with little like him. A man named Aswad ibn Ghaffala came to see Ali. He found Imam staying with a bowl of milk and some dry barley bread. Ali was crumbling the bread with his hand, and when it would not break, he broke it with his knee. This is the man who conquered Khyber. This is the man who the Prophet said is to the nation what the radiant sun is to the earth. And he is eating a dry barley bread. Suwaid said to Ali's servant, a woman named Fiza, "Do you not fear God? Why do you not bake soft bread for him?" Fiza replied, "The Imam has made a condition with us that we do not bring him soft bread." Then Imam Ali alayhi salam spoke himself. And listen carefully to his words. He said, "May my father and mother be sacrificed for the one whose bread was never soft. The one who until the day of his death never ate a full meal of wheat bread on three consecutive days." He was speaking of the Prophet. Then he said, "I have seen the Messenger of God eating bread drier than my bread and wearing rougher garments than my garments. And if I do not take him as my model, I fear that on the day of resurrection, I will not be able to join him." This is the heart of being like Muhammad. It's not about looking like him. It's about living the same way he lived. The same simplicity, the same refusal of comfort when others are hungry, the same discipline. And this same Ali, when he sat in the position of Khalif, the ruler of the vast Islamic state, did not change. No, he still ate dry bread. He still patched his own shoes. He still stood at night in prayer until his feet swelled, because the Prophet stood in prayer until his feet swelled. Being like Muhammad is not a title. It's a constant, daily, painful effort. remember the Prophet's commands about war? Do not kill the weak, do not mutilate, do not harm the women. Even if they curse you, do not poison the water, do not burn the crops, do not cut down the trees unless forced. Did Imam Ali al-Islam follow these? History testifies in the Battle of Kamal, when he defeated the army, those who had risen against him. What did he do? He ordered that no wounded person be finished off, no fleeing person be pursued, no woman be harmed. He protected the defeated. He did not enter the houses of the enemies. He did not take their property as plunder like the conquerors of his time would have done. He was the commander of the faithful, and he walked among the wounded of the opposing army and ordered treatment for them. This is like Muhammad. The Prophet said, do not kill a woman even if she insults you. And Ali lived that. The Prophet had said, do not mutilate the dead. And when Ali found the mutilated body of his own companions, he did not mutilate the enemy. He absorbed the pain and remained faithful to his command. Also think about the night of Hijra, which is also called in the night of Mubit. The policies had surrounded the house of Prophet. They planned to kill him in his bed. And the Prophet asked Imam Ali, would you sleep in my bed tonight, knowing that death may come to you? And Imam Ali al-Islam did not hesitate. He smiled and let down. He covered himself with the Prophet's cloak. And the worst was revealed. And among the people is the one who sells his soul seeking the pleasure of God. And God is kind to his servants. The Prophet had dedicated his life for the message of Allah. Ali gave his sleep, his safety, his very breath for the Prophet. And the Prophet had said about him, you hear what I hear and you see what I see, except that you're not a prophet. You're my minister and helper. So when the Prophet announced at Ghadir that Ali is the master of the believers, he was not inventing new status. He was announcing that what had always been true. Ali had earned it, not through the lineage alone, though his lineage is noble, but through a lifetime like Muhammad, through eating like him, by dressing like him, fighting like him, forgiving like him. This is another beautiful narration. The Prophet says, Ali is from me and I am from Ali. Whoever is hostile to him is hostile to me, and whoever is hostile to me has disobeyed Allah. If the Prophet is example, Ali is the closest follower of that example. To be hostile to Ali is to be hostile to the way of Prophet. And on the day of Ghadir, when Prophet took Ali's hand and said, whoever I am his master, this Ali is his master. And after the announcement, Prophet's companions came to Ali and said, congratulations, O son of Abu Talib. You have become the master of every believing man and woman. Ghadir is not a day of politics. It's a day of recognition. It's a day when the nation was being told, you have the Quran and you have the Prophet, but after the Prophet, you will need a guide who is like the Prophet, and that guide is Ali. And look at Ali's life after the Prophet. For 25 years, he was patient. He did not raise a sword. He did not divide the nation, because the Prophet had taught him that the unity of Muslim community is precious. And Ali chose patience over conflict. He taught the Quran. He trained the students like Ibn Abbas. He was a living source of Prophet's knowledge. And when finally, the people came to him and begged him to take caliphate, he accepted. And even then, he did not change. He was the same Ali who ate dry barley bread. Finally, let me tell you about his death. One night before his martyrdom, he was fasting. He broke his fast with a small amount of food. He was struck while praying in the mosque. His head was bowed in prostration. And when the sword of Ibn Muldim hit him, his first words were not a curse. He said, by the Lord of Kaaba, I have succeeded. And then he said, I do not lie and no lie has been told to me. Tonight is the promised night. He was thinking of the Prophet. He was going to join him after a lifetime of trying to be like Muhammad. He was finally going to meet him. This is the message of Ghadir. It's not a day to celebrate Imam Ali alone. It's a day to remind ourselves that being like Muhammad is possible. It is difficult, though. It requires sacrifice. It requires contentment. It requires forgiving your enemy when you have the power to punish. It requires sleeping in the bed of danger so that your leader can live. But it is possible. Imam Ali al-Islam did it. He proved it. He was a flesh and blood like us. He felt the hunger. He felt the pain. He felt the betrayal. And still he stayed on the path. He stayed like Muhammad. So as we approach Eid al-Ghadir, let's not turn it into a day of empty celebration. Let's ask ourselves, What does it mean to be like Muhammad? And then let's look at Imam Ali al-Islam, and then let us try even a little, even one small act of mercy when we are angry, even one small choice of simplicity when we want more, even one small patience when we are wronged. That is the way of the Prophet, the way of Imam Ali al-Islam. Dear listeners, we have reached the end of our time together on this episode of Like Muhammad, but the journey does not end here. It never does. Every morning you wake up, every choice you make between anger and forgiveness, every bite you take or share, every word you speak or swallow, these are your steps on this path. The Prophet walked it, Ali ran it, and you are on it right now. So do not stop, do not be discouraged by how far you have to go, but be encouraged by how close they are. They are your companions on this road and they are praying for you. Until next time, may your striving be witnessed, may your heart be soft, and may you find yourself one day in their company. Until another episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.